Have you ever heard the saying, crash and burn? Well, that's what I feel the actual implementation of my tech quest became. At church, my pastor seems to execute the texting system so eloquently. I feel that I'm updated and informed about the events and activities at church whether I get a chance to log onto the website or not. And I feel as though if I need my pastor, that he is simply a text away. So, I thought such a wonderful system would help me stay in contact with the parents of my students in a likewise way. Well, I guess I didn't account for a few things in my utopian imagination. One, it did take a considerable amount of time to enter in all of the contact information of the parents that actually made note that they would appreciate class updates and reminders. Two, after I had finished with all of the initial set and went to send a message, it said that my credit card was declined and stopped all of my project productivity as it remained as a hold on my Lake Michigan Credit Union account, only to later be declined, although the bank receptionist said it would clear in the end. 3. Once I was able to send the greeting text later on in the week, I only received minimal reply and they were sent to the clubtexting.com email account. I wanted them to be sent directly to my phone, which I had to reconfigure for my account to do, and then found out that while yes, that it is possible, it would cost an additional 2 cents for every email it forwarded. I was also disappointed that after sending my message, only 2 students with excited, "Hi, Miss Brown," replies responded. Thus, that means that some students only wrote down their cell phones on the information sheets that I had sent home. I wanted the information to go directly to the parents and wanted to avoid any student interception because that is typically where miscommunication occurs. Another annoyance occurred when I tried to create a keyword. With club texting, you can create a keyword that people can text to a distinct number if they would like to automatically be added to your mass texting account. I was going to post my keyword to my class blog account in the classroom and send a note home with students. However, when I went to create a keyword, it said that I could have the keyword Brown 8, but then it declined my monetary transaction again because, of course, it would cost an additional $25 per month to have a keyword with club texting, in addition to the amount of money it costs to send each text you create and the additional amount it costs to have them transferred to your cell phone. Now at this point, I could continue to struggle with club texting and spend an additional immense amount of money, but I think that it'll be better for me to enter the contact information of each of my parents into my personal cell phone, group them according to each hour that I teach their son or daughter, and then send my mass text messages that way. Using this process, I know that the message that I create will be able to be sent to email or cell phone alike. I don't mind if students receive the message. I guess I will sacrifice the privacy of my cell phone. I pretty much know the personality of my students, and most do not indulge in the childish text pranking that could potentially take place. With this system in place, I'd be able to send and receive text at no cost, because my phone has unlimited texting as a part of its service plan, and I could text immediately, even during class if need be. Heck, I could send a video message or a picture message if necessary, because I am that swift with my cell phone. I thought club texting would serve this function a lot more efficiently and would protect my personal cell phone privacy, but the cost of privacy has been me sacrificing my time, energy, and patience, and still without the desired results. This is a prime example of technology without change. I am happy that club texting is able to help some, but I don't think it was the right tool for what I needed to fix.